From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yesterday was Manatee Appreciation Day, and while the number of manatees roaming Florida's rivers, harbors, and coastline has dwindled in recent years, experts are still cautiously optimistic that the population is actually rebounding. A sighting of nearly 1,000 manatees at Blue Springs State Park on a chilly January morning was the latest sign of a turning point for these gentle giants that have been, struggling to survive along the Florida coast. There is a constant flow of 72-degree water from the natural springs near Orange City, which is about 30 miles inland from the Atlantic coastline. The warmer waters bubbling up from the springs, about 120 feet below the surface, have made Blue Spring a protected haven for manatees in the winter months. They can face cold stress or other health problems if water temperatures happen to drop below 68 degrees. Research associate Cora Burkham said members of Save the Manatee Club have been concerned about natural habitats and vegetation vanishing long before an unusual mortality event that was declared in 2020. Cases of serious boat strikes and red tide blooms impacting manatees have dropped over the past year, but Burkham is worried about other emerging threats to these massive herbivores. Following a summer of well above average sea surface temperatures off the coast of Florida, researchers say the biggest threats manatees now face are impacts linked to extreme weather and our warming atmosphere. Florida leaders say investments of nearly $2 billion in water quality improvement projects and manatee protection programs since 2019 are actually paying off. Manatee mortality rates in 2023 were the lowest reported since 2017. Distressed manatees rescued and rehabilitated are getting a second chance at life in the wild and protected habitats like Blue Springs State Park. More than 140 manatees were rescued throughout Florida last year, with most tagged with trackers that provide critical information about the location and travel patterns of manatees that are recovering from injuries or rebounding from emaciation. Despite a surge in manatee sightings in Florida's springs and rivers during cold spells this winter, experts say their mission to protect manatees is still far from over. Specialists at SeaWorld said the best thing Florida families and tourists can do to help manatees is to slow down when boating on rivers, obey no-wake zones, stop littering near waterways, and publicly support conservation efforts. That's all for now. There are more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.